You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My boyfriend got promoted at work, and I feel jealous and weird. That's bad, right? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Why does Matt always get to talk first?
And Jed Brewer.
I think you know what you did.
Okay.
We are continuing this question that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my boyfriend got promoted at work, and I feel jealous and weird. That's bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Glenn, would you care to expand upon the S?
Sure. Yeah, I think essentially, I think we when people do well, particularly when we're not doing well, we have that sense of kind of feeling threatened in an odd sort of way. Mm. We feel like, maybe this person is kind of moving up in the world and leaving us behind, and I'm going to be kind of that poor little sad person that everyone feels sorry for. And we take this sort of odd, outsized amount of pride and pleasure in what we do for a living that might be worth looking at. I mean, it's not, we're not cavemen, and it's not like we need this skill in order to survive. This is just a job.
Yes. I mean, some people, I'm sure, do work in a Flintstone-style rock quarry.
With sure, absolutely.
Pile of large animals. I just assume. I don't really know what people do for work. But, Jed, Glenn brings up an important point, and I think there's a point under that of this is maybe your boyfriend getting a promotion is the least triggering thing here. Maybe we have how you feel about yourself and how you feel about this relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, let's start here. Everybody gets jealous, okay? That's just a fact of life. There's no way around that. And we want to be clear, if you listen to this show regularly, you might have picked up on the idea that it's
things can be unhealthy. And you asked, it's bad that I feel this way, right? Well, it's unhealthy that you feel that way. But it's super common, and it totally makes sense. Things can make sense even when they're unhealthy. And that's where we're at here. Everybody gets jealous, and it makes sense, too, emotionally, to feel threatened. You know, I mean, to put it in very crude terms, you were a 5 out of 10, and he was a 5 out of 10 when you started this relationship. So right. It all made sense. It was clear and fair and equitable. And now, it's like he's got the nerve to move it up. He's like a 6 out of 10 now. So maybe it's not a good fit anymore, and he's gonna see that. I mean, yeah, A, that's kind of crude and wrong. B, it's a little bit insane. But C, we've all felt it. I mean, we've all been in a position of saying, this person's going to figure out I'm not really bringing a lot to the table anymore. But Matt, as you point out, I think a lot of this ties into the way that we look at this relationship, the way that we look at ourselves, where we find a sense of worth, and where we find a sense of satisfaction, too. How do we establish if things are okay in our life, if we're doing okay? I think the question this is really begging for us is, would we feel this strongly and would we feel this level of concern if our own life was in a place that we felt good about? If the life that you live when you wake up tomorrow morning, if that was where you wanted it to be, would you feel that same sense of fear? Would you feel that same sense of jealousy? I think we need to get into that.
That's absolutely right. I would add to that, I think we're going to continue to look at this, that this also, even beyond just where you are, there's a sense of motion in this. You say, it feels like, as Glenn says as well, this situation that could be a relationship, that could be people at a job, that could be a friend group, are moving on, and so they're going to leave me behind. But there's another choice there, which is to get moving. Mm. And I think we're going to look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I always love Fred Flintstone because he wore a tie but no pants.
It was very sartorial, very fashion forward of him.
Yeah.
So joining us, Jed Brewer.
That's a fine combo. I gotta be honest, that's a fine combo.
Don't give Glenn ideas. It's very late at night, folks, and there's not a lot of people in the studio, and we want to keep pants non-optional.
Pants free Saturday.
I feel like the people can hear if Glenn's not wearing pants. We're taking answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my boyfriend got promoted at work, and I feel jealous and weird. That's bad, right? Well, Glenn, in the previous segment, we established that that is bad.
Yes, and you should feel bad.
Well, no, we didn't say that. We went, no. I'm going to say, Jed went very far out of his way to not say that. But we did establish that it's not that it's bad because you're a bad person or it's morally bad. It's just not helpful.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
So what do we do to get to, we have an unhealthy impulse. Yeah. It doesn't mean we're a bad person, but where do we get started on identifying what that says about our situation and addressing it?
Well, yeah, and as you say, we've all been there. I know I've been there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You see people and, you know, they're doing well, and man, it just seems like, you know, do they deserve that and don't I deserve it and all that?
We have really cool jobs, and I still occasionally just as a repulse just find myself in, well, that guy's a really cool job. We'd have a cool job too. I got jealous over nothing. That was weird.
That's right. But, you know, ultimately, I think part of what happens with that is we're projecting that negative feeling that we have about ourselves onto someone else. So they're doing well is what we're focused on, when in reality, this is about the fact that we don't feel satisfied and happy with where our lives are. And that's really where the focus should be. If you have a job that you're happy with, and somebody else has a job that they're happy with, you're just happy for them. That's
great.
How that goes. So this might be more about an internal thing than something that's happening with a boyfriend.
I think you're absolutely right. And, Jed, we ended off the last segment by talking about how this is something that we feel about ourselves, and maybe not even something we feel about where we're at, but where we're going.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, it's a very old saying, and it says, without a vision, the people perish. When we don't have a sense of hope in our lives, when we don't have a sense of, I see where I'm headed and I feel good about that, man, it causes a lot of problems in our heads. It can really, really mess with us. People, just in a purely worldly sense, people need hope, man. Yeah. You need it, and I need it. We all really do. Here's the thing. Glenn's right. If you had your dream job, you'd probably just be happy for your boyfriend.
Right.
It wouldn't be a lot to feel threatened about. When we don't feel good about our own situation, one of the things that happens is we link things that aren't linked. Now, I'll give you an example of what I mean. Him having a good thing in his life doesn't have anything to do with you having good things in your life. Like, he didn't take your good thing by getting this. And in the same way, you're afraid you're going to get left behind. Him advancing is not the same as you getting left behind. Those are not connected ideas. We can make a series of decisions that make them be connected ideas. I mean, if he starts getting more hours, he's got to stay at work a little bit later, he gets home a little later, and every time he's home late, you're like, who is she? Who are you with? Well, all of a sudden, we are now creating a situation where him advancing is us getting off the ground. But it doesn't have to be that way. I think we need to ask, if you're not happy with your own life, what are you going to do about that?
Right.
Because if you don't like where you're at and you don't like where you're headed, we do have a problem. So what are we going to do about it?
That's absolutely right. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm, we do not give up.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
So just to clarify, this segment is pants-free.
It is now.
Okay.
Despite many, many protestations. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
You know, generally you want to ask the question before you are sans pants.
Okay. I mean,
because that's typically how that works. That's right. The order of events.
I just want the good advice to just flow.
Yeah.
You want to be encumbered?
Exactly.
Well, we continue to answer the question. Maybe next week's question will be about my boss keeps taking his pants off. What do I do? Hopefully not. This week's question is, my boyfriend got promoted at work, and I feel jealous and weird. That's bad, right? So, Glenn, in previous segments we talked about, it is bad.
Yes.
But it's not you being a bad person. It's an unhealthy impulse.
That's right.
And the idea of getting moving. But Jed brought up something in that last segment, which I think is worth exploring here. Of when we get in this place where we feel not happy with our situation, not only does that lead us not being able to be happy for others, but it leads to things in our mind of just getting in these loops and these cycles. Yeah. It gets us more stuck.
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly jealousy, we're always looking for where's the insecurity that's driving that jealousy. And insecurity does have that weird sense of it just kind of folds back on itself. It seems sort of a self-reinforcing. It just, something about it makes it seem like it's true. And the more we think about it, the more we see it. It's like it creates a suspicious mindset of like, I wonder, you know, there was something in the way they said that. And you're looking at the smaller and smaller details and whatever. And so if you're looking that hard for something, you'll always find something because you're so convinced that it's there and all that. So you get stuck in this this loop of negativity. And it's important for us to look at how can we break the cycle of that? How do we get out of the thinking of that? Because there isn't as much truth to that as it feels like there is.
I think you're absolutely right. And Jeb, one of the easiest things we can do to help that mindset is to change something about our circumstances in the immediate sense to give us a fresh perspective.
Absolutely right. Here's a key thing that we can generally fall back to. If we're not happy, let's change something. Right? That might need to be the way we think, but oftentimes it's something about our circumstances too. Suppose you say, you know what this really tells me is, you know, I'm glad he got the job, but I don't like my job. I don't feel good about my job. I don't look forward to my job. Okay, let's change something then. Let's do something about that. That might be we're going to find some job training. That might be we're going to ask the boss for more hours so we can advance. That might be we're going to go see a career counselor and get some good advice. But any of those things can lead to a better outcome, a better circumstance. And here's the really cool thing if we do that is all of a sudden, rather than these weird feelings being something we kind of feel guilty about and a little ashamed about, we just want to pretend we don't have, we use those weird feelings as fuel to make a change, right? We say, I'm going to let that motivate me to get into a better place rather than just feeling guilty and bad. And now, not only are we in a better place, we have something to really feel proud about because we got over a hurdle and a challenge.
That's absolutely right. And the thing we do talk about on the show a lot is that even if you don't get to, you're not going to have a new job tomorrow.
Right.
But just that motion of getting in that idea of getting in motion can give you break these spells that Glenn is talking about of feeling stuck and feeling like everything else is going and you're just kind of cast onto the waters there. This idea of I'm doing something, I made an appointment, I met with someone, I took a class, whatever that is. The immediate benefit of that will pay off eventually in a material way, but the emotional and the psychological benefit of that, of just, I have a hand in this and I can do this, is a big thing. That's what we want for you. We'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
To think
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Well, even though I do like Fred Flintstone, I don't like the tie, but the pantsless thing, I think, is still a winner.
Mm.
Okay. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Maybe just a tie, then.
Yeah, so it's like casual pantsless.
Okay, so that's you're thinking more of a Donald Duck situation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, when you're continuing to answer questions that came from The Bridge Loud at Gmail.
I like the sailor hat. That's fine.
Okay, well, we're learning a lot this week. We continue to answer questions that came from The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my boyfriend got promoted at work, and I feel jealous and weird. That's bad, right? Now, we've had a lot of good stuff on the show, and we've learned a lot about Glenn's fandom of various cartoons. Maybe one of the things he likes about the Flintstones is in the opening, they had that big old rack of ribs.
Mm.
And it looked like there was something a little extra, a little more delicious on it. Maybe even a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, we in our day job, working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of gangs, and working in a faith-based nonprofit, helping them kind of get back on track. This is actually something we've dealt with a lot.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like everyone else is doing good, and I'm doing bad, or my family is jealous that I'm doing good,
yeah. And
they're doing bad. And what do you tell folks who are dealing from both sides of this?
Well, yeah, as you say, a lot of the people that we're dealing with are making enormous changes in their life and doing really, really well, but they're kind of starting from a long ways back, so they feel bad about that. And the reality is that the work that we do in that nonprofit is a faith-based thing. We're always talking about starting with a sense of your worth is in God, that God created you, that you have an inherent worth. So that doesn't have anything to do with what you do for a living or how much money you have or, you know, how good a life you've lived up to this point. You just have value because God values you, we care about you. If you want to look at the other people in your life, you don't say this person's a great person because they have a great job. You say this person's a great person because they always encourage me, or they're always helping me, or always a good listener, those kinds of things. So you can do those things now, and they don't have anything to do with job stuff. In the end, you take your sense of worth, or you get your sense of worth from what you take from God and what you give to others in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Jed, anything you add to that?
You know, it's an odd thing. We would think, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to do well, and then I'll get to a place where I really matter and I'm really worth something, I really bring something to the table. But it never quite works that way. What you find if you talk to people who've achieved a lot is most of them are actually pretty unhappy. And most of them are pretty dissatisfied. The thing we're describing is starting by saying, I'm worth something right now. I matter today. I matter to God. I matter to me. I matter to the guys on The Bridge Loud, which you super do. We really care about you. And because I'm worth something today, because I matter as a person today, I'm going to make changes on that basis. I'm going to live a life that reflects the fact that I'm worth something today and that I matter today and a life that I feel good about. And that will work. That will get you to a great place. And more, that will get you to a place where you're able to bless other people and mean encouragement to other people. And then you're going to find all kinds of satisfaction, and that's what we want for you.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.